All right, before we get the show started, I have to give a huge shout out to a special group of individuals that I like to call my Patreon podcast producers. And you know what? They're all on Instagram, so make sure you give them a follow. Daryl at Your Level Fitness, Caitlin at Caitlin Elise, put three Y's in her name, Joey at Joey Losing Weight, Vanessa at Vanessa Ray's Journey, and Amanda at Mutz underscore and underscore Miles. These guys are helping this show to move forward in a huge, huge way. And if you want to join this special group of individuals, make sure you stay tuned at the very end of the show for more details. Are you Team Apple? I got to shout out all of you checking out this show right now on an iPhone, iPad, etc. In fact, nearly 70% of you are listening to me on one of these devices. It would mean the world to me if you took a moment to leave a review. This is one of the best things that you can do for this podcast to help get the word out. And while you're at it, leave reviews for some of your other favorite shows. I bet they would really dig it. David, what's happening, man?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How's your day?
It's going good, man. I'm about to end a 3-day fast later on tonight, so I'm excited for food.
I bet.
And yeah, but I still feel like I can go longer.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. For the most part, I'm having a great day. My fiance's out of town. She's actually returning today, which is why I chose to do this 3-day fast, because she was gonna be gone for 3 days on a business trip. So yeah, man, doing good.
And this is your first fast, correct?
No, well, I do intermittent fasting on the regular.
Okay.
I usually do 16-8. I've done extended fasts, you know, like I've done like 18, I've done 20, I've done a couple 24-hour fasts, and I've been doing all that for a little bit over a year now.
Okay. Yeah, I know we just got connected. I remember you saying something about maybe it's the first 3-day one you've done. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. This is definitely the first. I thought about doing a 3-day, but that takes planning, especially with the type of fiance that I have that plans for everything. So, I thought this would be the perfect time, her being out of town and me just not having to worry about meal prepping because I'm not eating. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely makes sense, man.
Yeah.
So you're down in Miami.
Yes, sir. I'm actually, sitting watching, MLB Network on mute right now. What's up with the Nationals, dude?
Those are my guys, man. They're crazy.
But this series has been nuts because the teams are winning away. They're winning in the visiting ballpark. It's crazy. And funny about the situation that happened yesterday with the interference.
Yeah.
I went to professional umpire school in the beginning of 2015, and the umpire who made the call, he is an alumni from that umpire school. And I mean, as much as I look at it, as much as a player, because I played baseball most of my life.
Yeah.
I looked at it in both ways. I mean, from an umpire's point of view, yeah, it was the right call. It was the right call. But thank God, Anthony Rendon came through after that and kept the hopes high.
That was crazy because I actually, you know, I have a new schedule now where I get up at 2:45 every morning, and I got to tell you that.
I see you.
Yeah, man, I committed to going to bed at 8:00, but last night I was like, okay, I'm going to watch like the first inning. Let me just see how the first inning goes. And I think that even though I tried to fall asleep, I didn't fall asleep till like the second, but for whatever reason, I don't remember exactly what it was. I just like woke up, and this was right after that call was made. And that was when they were like talking. They had the headset on. They were talking in New York. And I just said, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to stay up for the rest of the game. So I ended up staying up, and I got to see the home run. I was pretty pumped about that. I got to see Davey flip his shit and get kicked out. And I'm like, this guy's got a heart condition, bro. Awesome.
I know that's what they were talking about. And I had no idea that he had a some type of thing that went on with him with his heart, that he had like a procedure done or something like that a couple months ago back. And they told him that he has to sit down and a whole bunch of stuff like that. I honestly, like, I tried to make it because like my fiance's was in Pasadena, California.
Yeah.
So she's in the West Coast. So I tried to stay up as much as possible to, you know, at least talk to her, but she was doing, she was, you know, at an event. So she wasn't going to be back till late. So I just sent her a text. I'm like, babe, I'm calling it a night. It's the ninth inning of the World Series of game six. And like, I'm not even going to make it to the last three outs. Like, I am dead tired. Cause you know, the whole fasting thing, I wanted to make sure that I got the proper amount of sleep. And like, they need to change these times on the World Series, man. Like, they really do, because they need to think about like the kids and the fans and stuff like that. Like, how are you going to get kids to watch baseball if, you know, the game, they have to go to bed like within an hour after the game has started? So like, I think they should like bring it to like 6:30, maybe 7, but whatever.
That would be nice, but you know, they don't consider the old grandpas like me that want to go to bed at 8 o'clock.
That too.
The poros of the world. I know he also goes to bed very early, so.
That's my dude right there.
Well, you guys are both down in Florida, right? You guys were hanging out or something. Yeah, I saw on Instagram.
Yeah. He's he's a good like 45 minutes to an hour up north.
Yeah.
He's in Boynton Beach. I'm currently right now living in Pembroke Pines, which is in Broward County. I work for Miami-Dade County. I work for the city.
Okay, cool.
So I'm, you know, I'm where I currently live is basically 20 miles away from Miami. So that's basically my commute every day. And yeah, man, we linked up and I drove up to him and we worked out for about an hour and a half, talked shit for, you know, most of that time too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I met up with him and his girlfriend, Christy Keto.
Yeah.
I met up with them two for breakfast this past weekend and it was awesome.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Now, down in Florida, were you born and raised down there?
Yeah. Born and raised in Miami. Lived here my whole life. I've only been on two plane rides my whole life. Lived in a middle class family. We just basically would go to Universal and Disney World like, you know, once a year or whatever. We didn't really take much trips on planes, obviously. But as an adult, I got to travel a lot more. But yeah, born and raised here, man.
That's crazy. I would say the Miami area, South Florida, that's like the one place I have not been. I think I know for a fact I've been to Orlando, Tampa, and Ocala, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like me and my fiance are annual pass holders at Disney and Universal. So we're in Orlando pretty often, and we're actually we're going to Tampa Busch Gardens. We're going to Hollow Scream this weekend coming up. So nice. It's a little change of pace from it's a little change from Halloween Horror Nights. We go like every year. But yeah, man, Miami is an interesting place. It's like definitely a city I love and hate equally, I guess.
Yeah, no, I definitely have to check it out at some point. I may or may not be in Tampa next year for WrestleMania, possibly. I don't know, because there's an event in Cincinnati in May called the Flying Pig. It's like a race, you know, a marathon, a 5K, 10K, and I have to be there. I'm an ambassador for that, so I have to be there. I want to be there. So I don't know, because they're like a month apart.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that was on your bio, that you're an ambassador for that. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I like running, man. It's well, I don't like it, but I like to when there's an event with a lot of people there that like a bunch of us Instagrammers are meeting up, and you know, I like going there for that. I don't really like the run part of it. I don't know. What do you think about running? Is that like one of your things you like or no?
I mean, I'm flat-footed.
Same. So right same.
There, that tells you that. Yeah. I mean, I think you know, being flat-footed, you're not really a big fan of running, but I'm not really a big fan of much of exercise either, but I do it because you know you're not going to get anywhere being comfortable.
You got that right.
But yeah, I've done my share of running. I have also had a ankle injury in middle school. I was in wrestling, mm-hmm. and it was my first surgery. Broke my ankle in two places and needed two screws. So I have two screws in my ankle for life. Also hurt my knee pretty bad playing baseball growing up, hurt it in high school, and luckily I didn't need any surgery, just you know, lots of rehab.
Definitely
running is not something I love to do, especially with all that, you know, being a big guy and all that poundage, you know, that's not really good.
Well, yeah, but, and I was looking at your Instagram bio, and it says, you know, at one point your heaviest weight was like over 350, and I'm just kind of curious, like, you know, you talk about like growing up playing baseball and all that, like how do you get from kind of being like an athlete to gaining a lot of weight? Like, where does that come into play?
Well, I mean, baseball kind of like just it runs in the family, man. Going back to my grandfather,
right.
And just it was just passed down from generation to generation. We grew up, grew up a Yankee fan because we had no team here at that time. Then the Marlins came out in 93. But yeah, man, baseball has always been around. I had a little bit of I don't remember much of it, but I had a case of asthma from 2 years old to about 8 or 9 or something like that. And I just remember having to, you know, put on a mask and you know, have the machine, the vaporizer type thing, and put on a machine, and like while my friends are playing outside and I have to breathe in that thing. And then I remember, you know, getting, you know, like steroid shots every couple of weeks, you know. So I know that probably had to do with my weight gain and stuff like that as a kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, like my family was pretty much, you know, thin. Like I had nobody was, you know, big in my family. Yeah, man. I was basically the athletic big guy. That's basically how that came. Like I was, I don't mean to sound conceited or whatever, but I was fast for a big guy.
Sure.
My natural position was third base.
Okay.
They call it the hot corner because, you know, that ball comes at a very fast speed. If it's hit to you, you know, line drive, you know, you're a baseball fan.
Oh yeah.
But dude, like I loved playing third base, you know, like making the plays, like you just had this sort of swag about it and your fast reaction. So that was always my position. However, being a big guy, coaches would first look at me and be like, he's a tall kid. He's big. He probably doesn't move that fast. Let's put him on first.
Yep.
So, you know, I became a first baseman, and that was basically a position that I mastered. Like I can do a split and everything. I actually tried one for the first time in years a couple weeks ago, and I actually nailed it. And I'm like, oh damn, I can still do this.
Yeah.
But I've always been a very athletic big guy. I've been flexible, always been flexible. Like I used to be able to like do like Bruce Lee and like kiss my knees type thing. But I did have like a lot of, you know, things come up as I got older, like arthritis, gout, sleep apnea, stuff like that. And then eventually, you know, like I stopped playing and stuff like that. But yeah, man, that's how I basically dealt with playing baseball growing up. I always had to like prove myself basically. Some coaches would take a chance on me and be like, oh man, he could play third. But the majority of them were just like, he can hit, he can play DH, and he could just, you know, play first base or whatever, because they thought I could move. And, you know, you kind of got to move for first base too. You know, you got to move a lot in first base. So I don't know what they thought with that, but, you know, but yeah, that I played baseball, you know, growing up.
When you mentioned in there, you know, the arthritis and gout, I can identify with that directly because I've battled that for years, man. Like it's been about probably a solid 2 years since I've had my last attack. Thankfully, I'll knock on wood. But that gout is a motherfucker, man. Where did you get it at on your body?
Yeah. Well, it's on my toe. It affects my big toe.
Yeah.
With that, I mean, it's happened over the past recent years. And it first started off like supposedly, I mean, I don't know much about, I try to read as much as I can about it. So far, like I've just had maybe like two major attacks. The last major one was November of last year. I started keto that following January. And since November of last year, I have not had anything except for I'd say 2 weeks ago or like a week and a half ago around there. I don't know what it was. I have a lot more cheat meals nowadays. I call them refeeds. So I feel like that helps with my weight loss. Definitely, you know, incorporating some, you know, carb ups and stuff like that. I had quite a couple in this month, my mom's birthday. I had a bunch of stuff going on. So I cheated quite a little bit. It maybe could have been that. There was one day that I went ham on a dessert. Could have been, you know, sugar sensitivity. I don't really think it's caused by the meat because I eat basically, when you're on gout, I mean, you should know. They basically tell you you can't eat basically anything. It's very, very small list of what you can have. And I know people that would have chronic gout attacks. Shout out to Aunt Magic Mike Keto. You know, he is a carnivore and he eats meat all the time and he hasn't had any attacks. He would have them regularly when he was on keto, you know, still, but not as much as he did before. But he, you know, switched to carnivore and hasn't had not one symptom. Like, how do you figure that? Like, how does that even happen?
Yeah.
And that makes me want to ask a doctor, like, how is that even possible? And you're telling me I can't consume it. And that, you know, that makes you like question, like, really, you know, right in what they say or what they give you, or is it just, you know, I don't know. But yeah, man. So 2 weeks ago, like I said, I, you know, experienced a little bit of pain on my Achilles tendon. Didn't know where it came from because I didn't do nothing out of the norm. And yeah, it kind of like ping ponged to my other foot. And then I felt like a little bit of a soreness coming on my right big toe. So, you know, I felt I was limping. I was limping and I was like, let me go to the doctor. So I was able to get a last minute appointment and I went to go see the doctor and, you know, she didn't see any symptoms because my toe wasn't red. It wasn't like swollen. It wasn't like, you know, nothing like that. I don't think it was severely inflamed yet. I think I caught it in the beginning. She did tell me that the last time we did blood work that, you know, everything was good. My blood work was good. However, my uric acid level was a little high.
And
it wouldn't take much to have an attack. That was in July. We're in October now, so it's been a while. And then there was a day there that I had like cauliflower pizza like 2 days in a row. I'm not gonna go crazy thinking about what it could have been. I definitely, like, they gave me a shot of steroid on my butt. They gave me another they gave me another prescription of naproxen, which is basically Aleve. And then they took some blood work, which I'm still kind of waiting for the results on that. But I'm fine, dude. Like, literally the next day I was walking fine. I'm pretty sure that had to do with the steroid injection and the naproxen that I took or whatever. But for the most part, I'm fine, man. I'm really doing good.
No, that's great to hear, man. That, I mean, I can remember the times where I get the attacks. I mean, it was brutal. It would sideline me for days and just kind of counting the lucky stars that I haven't really seen. And I think, you know, when you lose the weight, it takes away some of the chances, not all the chances, because you'll still get it even when you lose weight. But I think that it definitely helps your case a lot better. And that was something that probably me of 5 or 10 years ago, before I even thought about starting on this thing, wish he would have thought or took a little bit more seriously, you know?
Yeah, definitely, man. But food's the cure, dude. Food is what causes these things.
Yeah.
Food is what cures these things, man. I mean, when people tell me, they're like, dude, how did you lose 105 pounds in 10 months? I'm like, no magic pill, no surgery, just getting after it, you know, kicking my own ass every day. And pushing my limits and just getting really uncomfortable doing things I hated, basically.
Well, no, I hear that. I mean, and before we get into some of that, like, what was kind of like the breaking point? I mean, when you're at your highest, a lot of people, yeah, when they come on this show, they're like, you know, I remember a certain day when this happened. I saw a picture, or I was at the doctor's, or like, you know, there was like a day where something happened and they're like, all right, now it's time. Did you have like a moment like that, or was this kind of like a culmination of things that led you down the path you're on now, or how did you get to that point?
Yeah, well, I've never been a stranger to the whole gym life or whatever. My dad, you know, like was bodybuilding back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And I had a massive weight loss in about 2011. I was big as well, got down to 240, which I'm nearing for the second time in my life. So almost there. But that first time it was just basically eating basically the poor old diet, rice and chicken and, you know, some brock and, you know, some potato or whatever. And, I was also coaching Special Olympics at that time. And I was never one of those coaches that, that would stand in the middle of the field and be like, all right, guys, give me three laps. No, I sweat with them. I put in the work with them. But the later on, you know, this time around, I tried many things with my fiance. We tried the HCG diet. We tried several things, man, and we weren't successful. We weren't, you know, consistent. Another thing too, me and my fiance are foodies. We love restaurants. Me personally, like, I love to cook. I even would love to open up a food truck one day.
That'd be awesome.
A little goal of mine. But it was just, along with the gout, having sleep apnea, not fitting into roller coasters. You know, like I said, me and my fiance go to theme parks a lot. Several things. I was in the restaurant business for 13 years as a server. And then, you know, being a server, you're on your feet for a lot of hours, dude. And my fiance would have to like massage my ankles like every night before I went to bed. Like, it was just a combo of so many things that I was just like, you know, I think mentally and physically, I am ready for this next chapter in my life. I'm just done with being fat, man. I'm just done with dealing all this. And especially at a young age, like, I'm 32, man. I feel like I'm in my prime right now, still in my prime. And you know, like this, you know, like I said, it was just a combo of so many things and like, not fitting into clothes. I never dressed really nice because I didn't have any nice clothes that fit and everything felt awkward. I've never been one to wear jeans a lot because they felt weird. They would fit good in some places and then I had big hips. You know, I'm Cuban, so. but yeah, dude, it was just so many things adding up to it. And then when me and my fiance decided to try this whole keto diet, because, you know, she had friends doing it, I had friends doing it, we honestly went into it with the wrong attitude. And it was basically to get ready for her best friend's wedding in Dominican Republic in May. So that's kind of how we started the whole thing. With me, I just became obsessed with it. And it was, I found it fascinating. I was becoming heavily more, you know, big time obsessed with intermittent fasting and the whole keto thing. And I just read and watched as many YouTube videos as I can and just picked, you know, so many people's brains. I would message people, Coral being one of them. You know, now he's like, he's my dude. He's a good friend of mine. And just picked everybody's brain, man. And then it just clicked. It just, I became really obsessed with it. And I know, and I was like, this is something I can turn into a lifestyle. And it just snowballed after that, man.
That's really what it comes down to is making it a lifestyle. I mean, you talked about, you know, trying to get fit for a wedding. And I think a lot of people initially, maybe, you know, they have the right idea in mind, but maybe the mindset's not there. They're thinking, oh, you know, now, I got to have it now. And there's all this rushing involved. And then what you find, I think a lot of times, is that, you know, the regain gets to be real, because, you know, you're rushing and you're trying to hit that quote unquote finish line, but there is no fucking finish line. Like, it doesn't exist. Like,
yeah,
this is your life, man. So like, I could definitely relate to what you're talking about there.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. It's just tough. It's kind of like the one thing about this podcast that I try to like say over and over again. And, you know, some people are like, oh, he's saying the same stuff, but like, that's just what it is. It's like, you gotta be patient and you gotta, you know, you have to be consistent.
Yeah, it's basically everything you don't want to hear.
Exactly.
It's basically everything you don't want. Yeah. It's basically everything you don't want to hear. I have a ton of people hit me up. Like, I'm helping like more than 30 people, man, and all for free. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, I eventually want to grow this. Yeah. If I could, you know, become a YouTuber, you know, like Goody Beats and all these guys and have a podcast like you, that'll be great. The only thing is, like, I've told you, I'm not tech savvy. I played sports growing up, bro. I was not behind the computer or nothing like that. I mean, the most I did was play video games, but I'm not tech savvy, so maybe that's something I can get into in the future. That's definitely a goal of mine.
Sure.
Tired of working for the man. Would like to be my own boss someday.
Dude, I can identify with that. Believe me.
Yeah, dude. I mean, when you hear these guys' stories and how basically just them being consistent and working hard to achieve their goal, and then not only that, like using their success to help others, and then that turns into you being paid to like help others or whatever. That's pretty cool. You know, that is pretty cool. But yeah, I get a bunch of people that hit me up, and you know, they some are extremely patient and have success. Some are looking for the quick fix. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, I'm like, I mean, yeah, 105 pounds in 10 months. That's pretty damn fast. And I, every time I say it, I'm like, holy shit. Like it's pretty fast. But I took it one day at a time, and what are you going to do? I'll worry about tomorrow. The only thing I'll worry about tomorrow is my meal prep. That's it. Like, I'm not going to worry about, I just went about how I felt, and like, I attacked it every single day. And I told myself, I'm like, if you don't change this, you're not going to have a healthy relationship with your wife. You're not going to have you're not going to be able to be around for your future kids. Cause I do want to be a dad. I do want to start a family. I'm at that age where, that's all like starting for me. You know, going to get married soon. You know, I'm going to start a family. I'm an uncle of like 6 or 7. I'm losing count by now. but yeah, dude, it's just like, it's for them. It's, you know, even my students, I'm a special needs adult day teacher. And, you know, they've noticed my energy and that I'm not like so laid back as I used to be, because I'm, you know, basically no energy, being overweight like that. So it's just a domino effect. And, you know, like, people that you never thought are looking and they're being inspired. And, I had a buddy of mine send me a picture yesterday, and he's on keto and doing intermittent fasting. And I didn't even know he was doing that. And he sent me a progress pic of before and after. And he goes, oh, I don't know if I should post it. I'm like, dude, post it. Because it's not about showing off. I mean, yeah, you're going to, you know, the compliments are going to feel great, but it's more about you're helping the next guy.
Yeah.
You're because people are going to be looking, dude. People are going to be looking. And you know how many people have hit me up and told me, yo, you're an inspiration. Like, you've helped me so much and you don't even know. I've told that to Poro. I told that to Gormy. I told that to Danny Vega. You know, anybody in the weight loss community, anybody in the keto community I've spoken to, I've told them, I'm like, yo, you've helped me out so much. And we don't even know each other like that. Like, it's like that. So it's this community is awesome, man. It really is.
That's actually a great question to ask next, is like, you know, getting involved in the community. Everybody kind of has their story of how they got involved with it. How did you kind of find your way into this community, the you know, the weight loss community, the keto community, the fitness community? Like, how do you get in there?
Well, I got in it by just one of my things in order to become obsessed with this lifestyle and to change my ways. A lot of us are on social media a bunch of hours of the day. So, and a lot of us are, you know, it is what it is. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're scrolling, we're looking.
True.
So I wanted to flood my feed with people on my journey, people that have had success, you know, just regular Joes. And that's what I tell people who approach me and want to, like, I don't force keto or intermittent fasting down anybody's throat. I always say work what's best, you know, if it works for you, it works for you. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things I force them to do is flood your feed with people that are on the same journey or people that have been in your shoes or that are doing stuff and people that you look up to, because if you keep on seeing that and seeing that every day, you're just going to be like, all right, I need to get my ass in gear because this dude tagged me and you know, he's working out. That's another thing, the whole tagging thing. Like, sometimes I get annoyed with it, to be honest yeah. with you, but you know, it is what it is. But at the same time, like, I think about why I started this and why I have those people, you know, and some of these people are actually, you know, good friends, and I've never even met them face to face in person. And we talk so much and we have so many similarities and stories, and, you know, they push you. If you're having a shitty day, they're there to tell you, hey, pick yourself up, go to the gym, you know, eat this way, you know, drink that, and you know, you'll feel better. And it's just a big old community, and everybody has each other's back. Everybody, you know, it's accountability. And like I said, you build great relationships. This past weekend, I went to my first keto mix and mingle. I mentioned Magic Mike Keto, got to meet him for the first time, got to meet Maldo Vega and Danny Vega, and they're a couple that I look up to, and that they're really big in this keto carnivore weight loss community and fitness, and I got to meet them, you know, and I got to learn. That's one of the biggest things I take from all this is never stop learning, man. You're not going to know every damn thing.
Oh yeah.
That's why I take people. That's why I pick people's brains. That's why there's a lot of trial and error. There's a lot of trying stuff and fucking up. Like that's just the way it is. There's a lot of trying things and it gets messed up and you do it wrong and you just try again. Another friend of mine hit me up yesterday and she goes, oh my God, I bought something that had maltodextrin. And I'm like, no, that's a no-no on keto. And you know, she's like, I feel like I'm being such a failure because I'm failing at this. I'm like, you're not failing. You're trying stuff out of curiosity and you're failing, but you're learning from this, you know? And that's basically what it's all about. You're not gonna, it takes a while to perfect all this, man. I'm still perfecting things. There's still stuff that I don't know. Like,
oh, yeah.
And I'm not gonna know everything. It's just like that.
Yeah. You've gotta be learning all the time. I mean, that's what I really believe. It's how I feel. It's like, you know, this past couple of years for me personally, even it's just been like a learning process. It's like, you know, you learn something new. It's like, oh, this is cool. And it helps you, or you fuck something up. And it's like, hey, this helps yeah. because now I know that, you know, I shouldn't do this or I shouldn't do that. And it's like, you know, always be learning. That's, I would advocate that for anybody. Always be learning.
Definitely. Definitely. And I grew up to, you know, idols like, you know, Bruce Lee. Lee is still from, you know, and Bruce Lee's like from my dad's times. You get me? And Bruce Lee was, you know, my dad was a big fan of Bruce Lee back in the day. My brother, you know, huge fan of Bruce Lee, would even clip out his workouts from, you know, the Men's Health and Muscle and Fitness magazines. And that's how my brother started working out with Bruce Lee's workouts. And just like really mind strong, bro. And you know, that dude, another person that I look up to, like nowadays, is David Goggins. You've heard of David Goggins?
Yes, I have.
Dude, like he talks about, you know, callousing your mind and you know, like just pushing yourself further. Like he is. I remember I went onto his Instagram and I just see this guy jogging and he's just talking shit, and I'm like thinking he's crazy. And sure enough, like five sentences later, he says, you know, some people think I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. I'm just not like you. And I'm like, holy shit, he was talking to me right now.
It's
just stuff like that. And I was like, damn, this dude's like real deal. CT Fletcher, when it comes to like the whole gym aspect of, you know, getting it, you know, with the workouts and stuff, like, dude, CT Fletcher's what, like, he's flatlined like 3 times on the operating table, had heart transplant, and nothing stops the guy. Nothing, you know, he keeps on going. And that's what I think is gonna be one of the keys to being, you know, successful in all this. And on top of that, too, living a long life. You know, a lot of lives end because people just think, oh, you hit your 50s, you hit your 60s, you hit your 70s, and you're just in cruise control. You're just coasting until death. No, man, don't stop learning. Don't stop working out just because, you know, you're getting older and you're dealing with some pain here and there. Like, just keep it going.
Absolutely. I mean, I agree 100%. I want to talk to you about, keto, how you got into that. I'm not really well versed in that world. I've had many people on the show that are, people that, you know, actively participate in it. And I know that for some, it can kind of be like a polarizing topic. You have the people that either really love it or they really hate it. And so it's great to have you on and you can talk about kind of, you know, how you discovered it and more importantly, why it works for you specifically. Cause I think it's key what you said, you know, you find the thing that works for you. So how do you find it and why is it the right thing for you?
Well, like I said, I've done tons of diets throughout my whole life. I've done, you know, acupuncture, Jenny Craig. I even tried out for Biggest Loser one time at like 19 years old. It was
no hilarious. Wow.
It was like an audition type style thing at the Hard Rock. But yeah, man, basically it was, you know, like I was on the HCG diet. Have you heard of the HCG diet?
That one I've not heard of. What's that about?
Okay, the HCG diet, basically you have the original diet is from like the 1950s, and I think you consume maybe like 600 calories a day. It's basically nothing. That's crap. That's like an old crazy one. And you took like some certain like drops under your tongue 30 minutes before you eat or 30 minutes after you eat. And then you follow a specific diet, which like I said, it's 600 calories. That's the one from the 1950s. The newer one, it's, I think, 1100 or 12, I think it's 1200 calories a day, which is still nothing. So I had done that diet with my fiance once again to get ready for a wedding. And this time it was my, good friend's wedding. And I honestly was successful on it. We both were, the first time around because we actually did it correctly. I lost 50 pounds. She lost around like 25 or 30. And yeah, like, but it was torture because it was literally like a lot of restrictions. I remember one time eating, it was a lettuce leaf, a little chicken tenderloin and mustard. Like that's all it was. Like you couldn't really have much, man. It was basically like turtle food. It was horrible.
That's pretty restrictive.
So, yeah, dude. Yeah. So we did it the first time. It worked because, like I said, we followed it to the T. I don't know why we were so like into it the first time and we were successful the first time, but it just was. But people that I spoke to that had done it told me that event, like, you know, you will gain the weight back as soon as you just go back to regular diet. You will. Like, it just, it's, you just will. So we attempted to try up. If I were to give you a number of how many times we attempted to try it again after that, probably like 10 times we tried it after that again and again and again, and we just were unsuccessful. We did not lose what we did the first time. So that was honestly how we started around this, like December, late December going into January. And then my fiance was like, I have my coworker that she does keto. And I'm like, I've been hearing a lot about this keto stuff. And I have a couple of friends that do it too, but I want to look more into it because I'm the type of person that I like to know what it is that I'm doing to my body.
Sure.
And, you know, I want to look more into it. So I looked into it and I was like, I mean, basically you're, you know, no, I tried to keep it as simple as possible. I didn't go like scientifically into it. But you know, basically no bread, no pasta, no rice, you know, and that's stuff that's most of the time in my diet, because number one, I'm Cuban. Number two, I mean, I love subs and sandwiches. Like that's my jam right there. And then rice, like I said, I've been having rice basically since birth. Pasta, I love Italian food. So yeah, I mean, so it's basically cutting all that out. And, you know, having more like healthy fats and all that stuff. So I told her, I was like, I think we can do this. And then once I saw that, like, you can have so many other things. Like we were on, I think we were like 2 weeks into the HCG diet. And then it was basically, we just, from one day to the next, we switched. We went to the grocery store. We got a whole bunch of keto stuff and we started. And I was like, this is awesome. We can have cheese. We can have burgers. We can have bacon. We can have eggs. We can have so many things. Like it's endless. Like this is so cake.
Not to cut you off. I saw a picture on your, or a couple pictures on your Instagram of this eggs with guacamole and cheese and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? This looks amazing.
That's my use. That's my simple, easy, quick, favorite meal on keto. That's my staple right there.
Good that God, is, man.
Basically, and it's funny because like I've always loved eggs, but I think I love eggs more now on the keto diet.
Yeah,
they're just so nutritious, and that's one thing I spoke to my doctor about, because when I told her, you know, that I was doing keto intermittent fasting, she was like, "That's amazing." And then she asked me about my, you know, if I consume eggs, and I told her, "Yeah." And she goes, "Do you eat the yolk?" And I'm like, "Yes, I do." And she goes, "Well, try not to have the yolk so much." And I'm like, "That's an old study."
Right.
I turned on the Mr. Know-it-all. And like, I didn't, and I told her, I was like, "Listen, I don't mean to question you. You're a doctor, but I've read a lot. And that's from what I've read. They say that that's an old myth and how it brings up your cholesterol. Like that's the healthiest part of an egg is the yolk. You know, so, and I don't have, you know, regular eggs. I have, you know, free range eggs. I get the alfresco eggs. And those are the eggs, you know, that I have. And I usually eat like 5 to 6 eggs, when I do have that egg meal. So yeah, she told me that. And then when I told her that, she was kind of like, like she didn't know how to answer me. So kind of like, you know, she was like, "Wait a minute, I don't have a dumb patient here. I have a patient who actually reads and, you know, looks into stuff, you know," because that's kind of, I mean, I'm not going to knock every doctor, but that's kind of like what they look for. They look for the patients that don't really know much. And then they're like, "Here, take this pill. That'll cure everything."
Oh, of course. Like, yeah.
So yeah, like I kind of like, she heard me say that and she was kind of like stuck and she didn't really know how to answer me. But yeah, that meal right there, man, like when my fiance doesn't, if she's eaten or if she's not really hungry and I'm hungry and she'll be like, "Look, I'm just not going to have something later. Don't worry about me. Like cook whatever you want." Right there, I'm like, "Yes, I'm going to make my eggs." And yeah, man, five to six scrambled eggs, lots of cheese, mixed in probably with some bacon or whatever, maybe a little bit of sausage, depending on what protein I might have.
Good Lord.
Sour cream, guac, and some hot sauce, bro. And I got basically all my macros covered right there. I got my protein. I got my little bit of carbs. I have my fats. I have everything, man.
This is like, you've just listed like everything that I like.
Yeah, dude. So imagine being on that HCG diet where I was very, very limited and I couldn't have shit. I couldn't have anything.
True.
So. Yeah. And then I hopped to keto and I can have all this stuff. So the transition for me was not hard at all. And I didn't really experience what they call keto flu, which is basically when your body's getting rid of the glucose and you start burning fat as energy. And basically it's just your body changing and your body like being confused as to, "Yo, like what the hell is he doing? Like what's going on?" So a lot of people get, you know, nausea. You know, they get headaches on stuff. I didn't really experience much of that. I was fortunate. because kind of like I said, I was on the ACD diet and I had a very restricted diet and I couldn't have bread anyway. So going into keto, it was kind of easy peasy for me, man. And I noticed the effects off rip, man. In like 2 weeks, I was already down like 25 pounds. My fiance was already down like 6. You know how females lose a lot slower than guys, which you know, sure. She hates me for it. but yeah, man, I just saw the weight coming off. My fiance right now, our current living situation is we're living with my parents. I know a lot of people won't say that shit, but we're saving money right now.
We're saving
money right now. She actually just got a promotion in her job, and she's actually like doing like her passion, which is setting up events.
Oh, nice.
She works for Carnival Cruise Line.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, man, she came up big on a big, big promotion. Really, really excited for her, happy for her. So obviously, you know, that's going to help us, you know, financially. But yeah, man, when we moved in with my parents have a gym downstairs in their apartment complex, and it's got everything, dude. It's got, you know, a little dance studio. It's got a cycling room. It's got the gym. It's got sauna. It's got steam room, men's room, lockers, men's and women's locker room. So yeah, dude, it's literally no excuse, man. It's downstairs. It's downstairs. So yeah, man, I told myself, okay, starting year fresh. Not really going to focus on the wedding. I'm just going to focus mainly on this diet, focus on going to the gym every day and getting it in. And at first I just, you know, started with the whole cardio thing.
Yep.
Then I started incorporating, you know, weights, and then I started, you know, lift one day, cardio the next day, lift one day, cardio the next day. So that's kind of how it all like started with the whole, keto thing, man. And, you know, like as I've gotten more into keto, I've learned more and more about it, and I might even go carnivore in the future. Who knows? That's something that I've been toying with, playing around with as well. But yeah, the keto community, like amazing, man. Like amazing. Like you have so many options. You have basically an option for anything you like on the norm. Public subs. I'm from Florida. Publix is a very popular supermarket here, and public subs are huge, dude. Like I can't think of a better sub. If you guys want to fight me on it, whoever wants to like fight me on this, come try a public sub.
I don't know. Wegmans. Yeah. Have you ever had Wegmans?
No, I have not. I will try that. I'm like I said, I've only been in Florida most of my life.
Fair enough.
Been to Indianapolis, been to Dominican Republic. So I haven't tried much of anything else in any other states, but public subs, amazing. So basically I do sub in a tub. I basically just have a sub salad, just no bread.
Yep.
So like pizza, love pizza. So I've made fat dough pizza. I've made cauliflower pizza. And it all tastes great, dude. Like there's not much difference. Ice cream. I have a sweet tooth, love ice cream. Rebel Creamery ice cream that they sell in Publix. Dude, tastes, I think, even better than real ice cream. And it's real ingredients. I think that's the main focus about the keto diet, is that it tries to get you to eat as real ingredients as possible and stay away from the processed stuff, man, because the processed stuff is where all the diseases are, and you know, it feeds cancer cells, and it's just bad, man. It's just bad. You just got to eat as real as possible. So I think that's the big takeaway from this whole keto thing.
Yeah. Truth to that. And so when you're talking about how you got onto like cardio one day and weights the other day, I was going to jump in on that. Like, I've for the longest time, I've been like the cardio guy. In the last probably couple of months, I just started like really looking at the weights. And I mean, I feel like I'm so late to the party on it, but I always for whatever reason, they just like bored the hell out of me. And I know how important they are, and I don't want to discredit them in any way, but like, I need to figure out how to, you know, what would be your advice to somebody like me? And I know that there's others out there that do this, that they, you know, they favor the cardio so much. Maybe they just don't, they're not comfortable with the weights. They don't like the weights. Like, what kind of advice could you give somebody like me or other listeners that maybe are struggling with the weights?
I mean, basically just use your resources, man. I mean, that, like, if you just use Instagram, for example, and you get on hashtags and you just hashtag full body workouts, you hashtag shoulder workouts or whatever body part it is that you want to work out.
Yeah.
You know, save those videos and, you know, look at what they're doing, and then, you know, go to the gym, identify where that machine is or wherever, or, you know, what it is. And, you know, check out people doing it if you're like too afraid to, you know, do it for yourself, or just get on there, dude. I mean, you just got to face your fear and just go to the machine and try it. Sometimes I've gone to gyms, like I've gone to LA Fitness with my brother, who's a police officer and does jujitsu, and he's like probably in the best shape of his life. He just does intermittent fasting. He's been little by little, like, asking me about my, you know, keto stuff, and he's very interested in carnivore. So, like, he's bought a couple of the foods that I've, you know, eaten. Mm-hmm. And this is a guy that has been working out since 15 years old. Like, he has a lot more experience in working out than I do. And, you know, he had a weight set, you know, when we were growing up, and he hit it hard. And yeah, man. So I remember I went to go work out with him about a month ago. And we went to LA Fitness, and, you know, there's some machines that I still look at, and I'm deep into my journey, and I still look at machines, and I'm like, what the hell does that thing do?
that's kind of, like, one of the questions I ask.
Dude, and I'm like, how the fuck can I even get into that shit? Like, when I went to go work out with Poro, the hip thruster machine, like, you put a belt around it, and then, you know, like, you lift yourself up, you, like, hit, you thrust your hips, and he was calling it the keto D thrust, and he was making me laugh, man. He's a trip. But yeah, man, I'm still lost myself. Like I said, there's still some machines that I look at and I'm like, okay, how the hell does that shit work? But for the most part now, I have not been doing as much cardio. I still do. I walk 30 minutes every day with my class. I have a class of 9 adults with intellectual disabilities.
Right.
And we walk every day from 9:30 to 10. So I get in my first 4,000 to 5,000 steps. I track my steps on my steps. It's a steps app. It basically configures with basically your iPhone. So it's basically the same shit. And it's my goal is to hit 10,000 to 12K. Nowadays, I feel like I hit 10K easily, like without even trying.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, man, in the beginning, I told myself that I was going to start slow. Reason why is because, you know, I had a lot of weight on myself, and I just wanted to, like, slowly ease myself back into the process. Like I said, I was no stranger to the gym. I had a father who, you know, even trained me back in my first weight loss back then. And, but it was basically like, you know, pig iron, like old school, like weight training, not all these fancy machines and all this shit like you see now.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Like I said, I knew about some things, and, like, you know, I knew the easy curl bar, the preacher bench, incline, decline, flat bench, you know, Smith machine, cables, shit like that. And then they started coming out with all this sophisticated stuff. But myself, like I said, I just wanted to take it easy at first. And people that I knew that, you know, kind of like that coached me on this, you know, diet, going into keto, a lot of them didn't come from athletic backgrounds like I do. So a lot of them were like, just like, oh, you don't really have to work out, or, oh, you could just do the bare minimum and walk. And, but I did notice that, like, a lot of them had, you know, more, I guess you want to say, like, loose skin.
Oh, yeah.
Skin. And I mean, you know, I know that, like I said, like, I know that not everybody comes from an athletic background, and it is what it is. But, like, I would see that, and I'm like, okay, like, I don't want that. Like, I put that in my mentality. I'm like, I want to hit the gym because I want to, you know, build muscle, and I want to be, you know, I want to have vascularity, and I want to, you know, I want my muscles to pop. you know, because I, like I said, I played baseball my whole life. So, you know, like forearms and, you know, like big arms, you know, I grew up in Jose Canseco era.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so, yeah.
So, you know, A-Rod being my favorite player of all time. I'm not saying I agree with steroids, by the way. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, like, you know, growing up, I didn't know that they were doing all that shit. So I you know, I looked at them. And I'm like, damn, I want to have, you know, huge freaking forearms. And I want to be, you know, have a lot of vascularity. I want to look like freaking Jeff Bagwell. And yeah, dude. So, you know, I, like I said, I just did it cardio. And then I, like I said, I didn't want, you know, to have a lot of excess skin or whatever. So I wanted to tighten up in a lot of areas. And I just little by little, you know, I was never one to do heavy weight or anything like that. I was never like, I feel that stupid. Oh, like how much can you bench, bro? Like, nah, man. I mean, I'm 32, dude. I'm not trying to outbench you. Like, I don't care about that.
Right.
I'm just
right.
trying to, you know, I'm just trying to shred. I'm just trying to lose weight. So I knew that I had to do like five to six sets of 10, 12 reps. And so I picked the weight that I, you know, knew I can do then. And then I knew that I can do 12 of, but still like in the last set. And I learned that from my dad, like you want to struggle a little bit in that last set. And especially in those last couple of reps, you want to struggle because that's where, you know, the growth happens.
Right.
So yeah, man. So then I started from, you know, doing the cardio every single day, and I would always walk incline. I would walk incline and at a reasonable speed. I would never go too fast. I would jog every once in a while, but I didn't jog a lot. I would do 1 minute jogging, 1 minute walking. Like I would do, you know, hits, high intensity. I would definitely like change it up. But then I wanted to incorporate the weights. So I eventually changed it. And I did, you know, let me do Monday full body workout, you know, doing the weights, Tuesday cardio, 30 to 45 minutes. And then, you know, Wednesday, same thing, lift, Thursday cardio. And that's how I was doing for a while. Lately, I have not been doing that. I've been taking my gym workouts and my lift workouts, I guess, to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that I'm burning the basically the same as if I were, you know, doing cardio. And, you know, you're still doing cardio when you're doing it, especially like I end each workout doing battle ropes. That's a hell of a finisher for any workout. Even after I did cardio, even before I incorporated weights and I was just doing cardio,
yeah.
I would always do the battle ropes
What's the battle ropes?
Or like battle ropes are those heavy ropes that you just cling on to around like a tree or something or around like a pole.
Yeah.
And you're basically like, you know, you're slamming those things, you're doing waves, you're doing, and they're weighted.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They weigh.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that at Planet Fitness.
Yeah, dude. If you want to see some cool videos, like check out like the hashtag battle ropes.
Yeah.
And you'll see like a lot of people doing a lot of crazy shit with those things, man. those things are hella beneficial. And like it's been a big help in my weight loss because it's murdered like my midsection, dude. Like my love handles have shrunk dramatically doing that.
No
after
kidding.
Each workout. So I added that along with the weights. So I would do a full body workout. You know, I would start off with chest and then do shoulders, then do back, then do biceps, triceps, and then do legs. And then I would finish it off with three sets of 20 to 30 seconds of battle ropes. And in those battle ropes, I'm playing with it, dude. I'm doing all different types of wave movements. I'm squatting as I'm doing it. I'm shuffling from side to side as I'm doing it. Like it really, really gets you to burn tons and tons of calories. It's really awesome. And it's technically considered cardio. So now in my journey, like I said, I haven't been on the treadmill as much as I used to. I'm basically just been getting my workouts in and honestly having a rest day.
Yeah.
In between. I think changing it up is good. Having a rest day in between to have my, you know, body, you know, recuperate. And I think Danny Vega said it one time that, it, you know, those rest days are, you know, really help you in your growth. So yeah, I was actually going to work out today, but being that, you know, I'm doing this podcast and my fiance is going to be home like in about like 45 minutes or so, I don't think I'm going to do any lifting or anything today. I did do a little bit of cardio today, and right. today's also the end of my 3-day fast. So I'm happy to eat. So I'm basically going to be chill today. But yesterday, I did cardio with my Special Olympics softball team that I coach. And the day before the first day on the fast, I did a full body workout and I had great energy. Putting salt in your water, and taking your electrolytes definitely helps on this journey, man.
I can imagine that. And I just wanted to say, before we wrap this thing up, cause you've been so gracious with your time and have shared a lot of valuable information. What are kind of some of the stuff you're going to be working on in the next couple of years? Like, you know, what kind of goals do you have? Where do you see yourself, ultimately in like the next, I don't know, 3-5 years?
Well, in the next 3 to 5 years, I definitely want to continue investing, in my health. Mm-hmm. I've been reading a lot more. I've been watching a lot more YouTubes, listening to podcasts, basically just like educating myself. I basically have been turning into my dad. me and my dad, we've had a really great relationship growing up. We have a lot of things in common, you know, baseball being one of them, you know, music and movies. Like he's a music buff, movie buff, and like I can go back like to the 1930s on, you know, music and movies, dude. But when it comes to certain things, we just don't see eye to eye. But yeah, man, he's one of those that he's been a reader and he's been, you know, a self-educator. He loves to read. He loves to, you know, learn about certain things, and he's a history buff too. He can sit and talk to you about hours of, he could have been a history teacher. No lie. I don't know why he didn't pursue that. But yeah, so he's, you know, he's strong character. But he's definitely like somebody I admire. And, yeah, like that's one thing I want to achieve, in the next 5 years. I want to, you know, continue my growth and invest in my health. I want to grow this, keto and weight loss thing. I would love to have a YouTube channel, which I'm in the process of learning about all that. Like I said, I'm new to the whole technology side of it, like what camera's good and
oh, yeah.
And people tell me that they're like, oh, just use your iPhone and just use iMovie. And I'm like, iMovie alone just looks confusing. So I eventually will learn more about that. But yeah, man, basically, yeah, I would love to have a YouTube channel. Would love to have a podcast, would definitely love to help others. That's something I would definitely love to achieve in the next 5 years. And yeah, man, starting a family and basically like a challenge for me would be to balance all that, because that's one thing I can't speak about. I don't have kids. I'm just, you know, engaged right now. I'm not technically married. But still, like, that's one thing I would love to tackle, that responsibility as well eventually, and be able to balance that. Like, I have a lot of parents that reach out to me, that a lot of friends of mine that are parents, and I tell them, you know, the best advice that I can, but I haven't gone through that yet. So I just tell them to, you know, monkey see, monkey do. I can only speak from like an educator's, like I told you, I'm a teacher for adults with disabilities,
right?
Intellectual disabilities. And that's one thing that I picked up, you know, with them. They look at you and they feed off your energy and they absorb, you know, what you do. It's monkey see, monkey do with them. And that's how your kids are with you as well. Like they see you doing something, they're going to want to do it too. So that's the best advice that I give like my friends that have kids. But yeah, that's something I would love to have in the next 5 years or so. I would love to tackle that and then worry about, you know, their health, my own health, squeezing in my workouts with their schedules and, you know, preschool and the whole nine and getting ahead of myself. But yeah. that.
You'll definitely be a busy guy, that's for sure. And I just wanted to extend the olive branch, like, you know, as far as the tech stuff, podcast, YouTube, if you ever need any assistance with some of that stuff, let me know. The video stuff is still fairly new to me, but I've been doing podcasting now for about 12 years, and I could certainly point you in the right direction as far as like stuff to get or, you know, where to go with it. So, you know, that's the one thing about this community, man. We meet people, we strike up this our first phone call ever, and already at the end of it I'm like, man, we're totally buds, and like, I, you know, if you need some help with me, like I can help you out on that.
Absolutely, we are now forever linked, Gary Cantrell.
That's it. I'm gonna come down there, man. You can help smart me up on some of this on some of these weights and stuff.
Yeah, but you would have to at least take a one-day cheat just to experience Cuban food for the first time. That's one thing I got to tell you if you come to Miami.
Fair enough. You're on. Before we get out of here, make sure you drop the Instagram handle there, because that's where a lot of our listener base is from, but they may not be familiar with you. Hopefully, the smart ones are already on your page checking out your content. But if they're not, where would they go to do that?
Well, right now, anybody that wants to, you know, check out my Instagram or, you know, reach me or message me, I'm always open to answering people's questions. I'm not at the point where I'm super busy and popular where I don't have time to answer people's stuff.
Right.
But you can find me at keto _D.
Okay.
Apparently there's somebody on Instagram that has the Instagram keto D. And they have zero posts. So until that becomes available, I've even messaged them to see if I can get it, and they have not even looked at the message. So they kind of just set up an account. They only have like 15 friends, and they just kind of like left it there. So yeah, at keto _D. And that's where you can find me.
Yeah, I feel your pain on that. There's some guy on TikTok that has Gary Cantrell, and like I feel like he never uses it.
Oh, hell no.
And I have Gary Cantrell on literally everything else. So I just ended up using my clothing brand on there. Hard Work Always Wins. If you guys are listening and you're on TikTok, Hard Work Always Wins. You can follow me there.
Dude, as a matter of fact, like I just remembered, like Payday is like this week. I'm buying that shirt. I'm buying that shirt. And the colors you chose, dude. Like I was like, damn, this guy's got some Miami swag, because like we're all about like bright colors. We're all about bright colors up in here, man. Like you should have seen it in the late '80s and '90s when I was growing up. Like with the mullets, with the British Knights and the popping colors and the bro. We had swag back then. But yeah, man, I love the color of your shirts.
Well, I appreciate it. And I'll throw this out to you and everybody else listening. And usually at the end of the show, I have an ad for the store, but I'll throw this in here. If you use the code SQUAD, cause I always talk about my Hard Work Squad. If you use the code SQUAD, all caps, you get 10% off your order. So for you, anybody else listening, check that out.
Heck yeah, dude. Heck yeah. That's awesome.
David, I had a pleasure, man. It was good to chat with you, man. And we'll definitely be in touch, man. Thank you so much for your time, brother.
Hey man, the pleasure's all on this side, bro. on this side of the country, dude. I had a blast on this podcast, man. You're an awesome dude. I can't wait to talk to you again, brother.
Remember at the beginning of the show, I mentioned a little thing called Patreon? Well, I'd love to have you join me. But Gary, what is Patreon? It's a website that is helping small creators like me raise funds to further expand their creative visions. For as low as $1 a month, you can help me further my dream of reaching as many people as possible and eventually taking the show on the road to meet all these fine people face to face and add a video element to this podcast. If you were to donate $4 a month, you'd be hearing the show a few days earlier with no commercials and getting access to my close friends group on Instagram. Donate $10 a month and you get all that plus your name read at the beginning of the show alongside other producers. But act fast, that tier is limited to 10 people. I've got a whole lot more to offer, and you can get all the details over at patreon.com/Gary Cantrell. If you made it this far, I really appreciate you. Thanks so much for checking out the show, and I'll talk to you again really soon. hardworkalwayswins.com. It's more than just a clothing line. It's my mantra. I speak it, I wear it, I live it, and I'd love to have you join the Hard Work Squad. We're constantly adding new items to the store, including our brand new future-ish hats, which come in a variety of colors, including camo. I mean, who doesn't like camo? We also just put our famous Splash logo in gold to match our OG logo, and there's so much more here. You just got to check it out. Here's the best part. Use the code PODCAST at checkout to take 10% off of your very first order and join the Hard Work Squad today.